Grammy-winning songwriter Judith Hill plays most of the instruments on her brand new album Letters from a Black Widow. But it's not a strictly solo endeavor. In fact, I'll have you know that her band includes her parents, both bassist Robert Pee Wee Hill and keyboardist Machiko Hill. From that excellent release, It's My Whole Life Is in the Wrong Key, the first track of our hour today on the Mainstream. I'm Brett Mabee, right now signing in to the Mainstream studio from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. And if it's your first time joining us, welcome to the largest and most eclectic show in the U.S. featuring a prominent place for the hardworking indigenous artists of Turtle Island. Some criticism might be that it's a little too eclectic, but I disagree, especially when we need to shine the spotlight into the diversity of talent that exists among indigenous artists. As we correct some of these systemic errors, join me for this hour of fun listening. We'll be taking not one but two trips back in music history from May 13th in the first half, 1950 and 1971 with Stevie Wonder. And later on in the second half, we're going to say happy birthday to Brian Patrick Carroll, a.k.a. Buckethead. You know you've seen him around. He wears a KFC bucket on his head and a white mask. I didn't know what he looked like until recently, and I honestly kind of wish I never would have figured out what Brian looks like. Not that he's not a handsome man, but it does take away a little bit of the mystique that his bucket had. We also have two new tracks to get into the rotation this hour, including one from a talented 25-year-old Oglala Lakota artist who's been making waves in the TV industry. He's also been making his foray into films and a whole lot more, so stick around for more details. In this first half, Santa Clara Pueblo artist Ilani, and this one, as we introduce this track into the Mainstream library as well. It comes by way of Maria Chiara Arguero. Her latest and highly anticipated album, Closer, came out April 26. She describes it as a dreamlike feeling in motion. Without further ado, it's the title track that we get into as we continue on with our hour together. I'll be back in just a few. In the meantime, osoro no onda jates neho ne Mainstream. Santa Clara Pueblo artist Ilani is not only a talented singer-songwriter, she's dipped her toe into the radio world, and I can't wait to collaborate more with her in the future. That's her track Alone from her 2021 Heartbroken Bones, bringing that block to an end today on the mainstream. Before that, The Lostines with Neon Lights from Meet the Lostines, and we also heard Maria Chiara Aguirre's Closer, as we introduce that track into the rotation. I'm Brett Mabee, and before we get into our first musical happening for the hour, just a friendly reminder that if for whatever reason you can't stick around for the entirety of our time together, check things out at mainstreamradio.net. Be sure to bookmark the page for quick and easy access. I'll have more details as to some of the other features and other ways that you can take the mainstream with you wherever you go. But as I was mentioning, we're going to take two trips back in music history. And first up to bat, we're looking at May 13th, 1950 and 1971. So let me explain. First up, back in 1950, that was the day that American musician, singer, songwriter, record producer, and multi-instrumentalist Stevie Wonder was born, a child prodigy who developed into one of the most creative musical features of the late 20th century. Wonder, who had been blind from shortly after birth, signed with Motown's Tamla label at the age of 11 and continued to perform for Motown for 60 years. Wonder has scored over 40 U.S. and U.K. top 40 singles, with albums including Talking Book, Inner Visions, and Songs in the Key of Life. And also, as I was mentioning, on his 21st birthday in 1971, Stevie Wonder received all of his childhood earnings. Now dig this, despite having earned $30 million so far, he only received $1 million. That's quite the paycheck on his 21st birthday, of course. As I was mentioning, he continued with Motown Records for about 60 years when he switched labels and partnered up with Republic Records through his own imprint, So What the Fuss Music. More recently, he's also collaborated with the likes of Gary Clark Jr. And I'll have you know that out of the 74 times he's been nominated for Grammys, he's won 25 of those times. We have to say happy birthday to this incomparable legend. One of the best performances that I ever saw was him live at Bonnaroo back in 2010. So as we say happy birthday to you, it seems rather appropriate to make a wish. In fact, this is Stevie Wonder's I Wish for you to get your groove on with. I'll be back in just a few. In the meantime, enjoy this set of music today on the mainstream.
so fine. Give it up to make you mine. But I'm craving one more time, just one more time. You made a fool of me. I played myself, should've let you be.
My mind.
I'm Brett Mabee, and you're listening to The Mainstream. As we enter this final 30 minutes together, I hope you can stick around, but if you can't, just remember that mainstreamradio.net is a quick and easy way that you can listen to the show 24/7 from the device of your choice. And yes, I'm talking laptop, desktop, mobile device, or tablet. Bookmark mainstreamradio.net. As we get back into the music, we're going to take another trip back in music history for May 13th, 1969. And wouldn't you know, it's another birthday. In fact, we're going to take this moment to say happy birthday to Brian Patrick Carroll, professionally known as Buckethead. He's an American musician who has worked with many genres of music and was also a member of Guns N' Roses from 2000 to 2004, a period of time that I think most Guns N' Roses fans would actually kind of like to forget. But that's not to say anything negative about Buckethead. I remember seeing him in the guitar magazines all growing up and always wondering what he looked like. Well, as I was putting the prep together for today's episode, I thought I'd take a quick peek and, you know, I kind of wish I didn't. I wish that mysterious allure was still alive. And it's not to say that he's a bad-looking guy, but Buckethead is Buckethead, just as Cher is Cher, and sometimes you don't want that bubble to pop. He's also teamed up with the likes of Les Claypool and Bernie Worrell. In fact, in 2004, together as Colonel Claypool's Bucket of Bernie Brains, they released The Big Eyeball in the Sky. Buckethead has his own theme song, and that's the track that's going to kick off this block right here. I'll be back in just a few after one from Shane Ghostkeeper. In the meantime, you know the drill. Enjoy this set of music, and don't touch that dial. You're listening to The Mainstream.
He didn't like to jostle in the light, finding it much soother in the night. With his face as pale as pancakes and his posture in rebellion with his height. He was raised to respect father, he was loving to his ma, being kind to all the children and the animals he saw. In his youth he looked at Jacko with gleaming admiration, moonwalking through the gardens of his Disneyland vacation.
Then he took a ballot fast, and he grew into his face, and he gave him the temerity to join the human race. He stood like great Ulysses with guitar in his hand, pledging to deflate the synagogue that played the glory lion.
What a hit.
Came to know him as a man of noble cause, ignoring eccentricities and interactive flaws. The ones that knew him best were the ones that called him kind, clueless to the depth of his complicated mind.
But when he takes the ballot last and he blows it to his face, it gives him the temerity to join the human race. Standing up like Red Ulysses with guitar in his hand, pledging to deflate the synagogue that plagued the glory line.
Thank you.
One of the more exciting artists that I've come across in recent years, that's Shane Ghostkeeper from his Horse Chief War Thief album going back to 2013 with the Indians, Today on the Mainstream. Before that, Swedish band Goat, and we also heard Colonel Claypool's Bucket of Bernie Brains as we say happy birthday to Buckethead, born May 13th, 1969. I can't thank you enough for joining me for this hour of listening. Check your local listings for the next time you can tune in on your favorite local airwaves. And of course, check things out at mainstreamradio.net. Thank you to the good folks at the Anosognwendake Cultural Center. That's the Seneca Iroquois National Museum. And the folks at Creatives Rebuild New York for their support during the Mainstream startup. As I sign out, I have time for one last set, and we'll be hearing from Sunsetto, and I'll see if I can't get one on from Roger Waters as well. In the meantime, though, and as I was mentioning in the opener, we have yet another track to get into the rotation, and it comes by way of the talented 25-year-old Oglala Lakota artist Mato Waiuhi. He's best known for his work with Reservation Dogs, as he was the composer for all of the scores from seasons 1 through 3. He also scored the film War Pony, a film by Riley Keough, the granddaughter of Elvis Presley. That premiered at the 2022 Cannes Film Festival and won the Camera d'Award for Best Debut Feature. He's also slated for a new album to come out soon, so as a quick sneak peek, he teamed up with Swinomish artist Black Belt Eagle Scout. It's Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum that I leave you with as we part ways for a little bit. Be good to yourselves and each other, and join me again here very soon on the Mainstream.
I remember us as an encrusted gem, opal and aquamarine sheen, blinded all of our friends. She was picking my petals since a major was in the stem, gave her own soil a letter grade. We were surface level, that changed with everything we paved. I confirm I made a mess because I rushed it to engage. Come to find there were some wounds and bruises that she had in place that can't be healed by me, as I had some to match, like the weed we stashed inside the Hello Kitty pest dispenser. Them the memories I hold in my chest near and dear forever. Borrow too many of your tomorrows. I apologize again. I know the sorrow's hard, but you're still a gem. I've been dealing with the Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Every little thing is making my nose run.
of you takes me back. Back before the stars were all actors. Back when I believed in magic. Never really knew what we had then. But I can see potential in you. Can you see potential in me? Honey, we could shoot for the moon. All or nothing, no in between. And it's something special. I don't wanna let go. It feels like forever. And it's more than potential. Lovers that I used to know, they still live inside my palm. Left them broken hearted. Just I
more. The voice had been there all along, hidden in the stones in the rivers, hidden in all the books. It was the voice of reason.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.